At the top of our program today, Planned Parenthood, the nonprofit healthcare provider that delivers reproductive health care, sex education, and information to women, men, and young people worldwide, has been in the spotlight a lot lately. In July, an anti-abortion group filmed undercover videos that it says shows Planned Parenthood sells fetal tissue for profit. Planned Parenthood denies those allegations and says the videos were heavily edited. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards appeared before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform just last week in Washington. The hearing marked the first face-to-face encounter between Planned Parenthood and Republican critics since the videos. Those critics have helped make abortion and the drive to defund Planned Parenthood a top political issue. Here to talk with us today about it is Lori Carpentier, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood, Mid and South Michigan. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, Mark.
Also joining us, Genevieve Marnin, Public Affairs Associate at Right to Life of Michigan. Right to Life is a nonprofit organization of people united to protect human life from fertilization to natural death. And Genevieve, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Genevieve, do the concerns that were expressed in the hearing on Tuesday over the videos, do those reflect your own concerns and the concerns of Right to Life to Michigan? Did we see a pretty accurate representation of Michigan's concerns?
The concern to defund Planned Parenthood is definitely one that we share in Michigan, yes.
But the discussion of the videos themselves.
Absolutely. Were those,
okay.
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit more about that. Briefly summarize.
Well, the videos clearly show, and there's a series of 10 that have been released so far. I understand there are two more that are waiting to come out, but they clearly show that there's a haggling over price for fetal tissue and organs, brokering baby body parts, as it were. As far as them being heavily edited, you know, these videos were all submitted to an independent forensics lab called Coal Fire Systems. And that independent forensics lab came out with the 14-page summary of it, saying that they were not heavily edited, and in fact, they were extremely accurate. In addition, the Center for Medical Progress released the entire footage, all 8, 10, 12 hours per video. So the edited part of the video that we saw that were 8 to 10 minutes was simply for time, but it certainly wasn't editing out the content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, but the fetal parts that you saw in the pie plate were not photoshopped.
Lori, let's give you a chance here to respond. Briefly summarize where you stand here in Michigan in the aftermath, especially of Cecile Richards' appearance last week.
Well, I think Cecile did us proud in letting the country know exactly what the truth is about Planned Parenthood and our commitment, first and foremost, to patients. And of course, no surprise, Genevieve and I differ on this. The videos were edited, and the so-called full footage isn't full either. So there are hunks that are missing. There are hunks that are overdubbed. We've had our own forensics done. And you know, but the point here is that that's all a backdrop when what Planned Parenthood is really about is trying to make sure that the 71,000 people in Michigan and 2.7 million people in the country get the basic health care services that they need.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a sprawling issue that we could spend the entire hour on. Before any more time elapses, I do want to talk about in a little bit more detail how this is playing out in Michigan. Because of the video, many states, including ours, have launched investigations of Planned Parenthood. Genevieve, I understand Right to Life sat down with the chairman of the Senate committee that will be investigating Planned Parenthood. What can you tell us about their plans?
Well, we were not consulted on this newly organized committee. It's the Senate Oversight Committee, and they were formed by under the direction of the Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff to do investigations of Planned Parenthood. So it's a blank slate at this point. We did sit down with him, Senator McGregor, to discuss what avenues that he wants to take to do some investigation because, as you know, these videos show, if it's true, which we believe it is, this is felonious activity. You cannot sell baby parts. To go through and broker and traffic human parts is illegal in the country. So whether or not you want to call it a procurement fee, when you have abortion doctors haggling over a price, that's not a procurement fee. That's called reimbursement and profit.
Okay, so let's get back to the state investigation here and give Lori a chance to respond. How do you feel about the state legislature's investigation? What do you feel lay ahead here?
Well, first of all, we should mention that, in fact, the investigation committee is not specifically only to investigate Planned Parenthood. There are a number of things, and it's going to be a companion committee for the House committee. We also sat down with Senator McGregor and have full cooperation with them. We intend to show them whatever they want to know. Whatever people believe they have seen on the videos, what I can tell you is that there is no program for fetal tissue donation in the state of Michigan under Planned Parenthood right now, and has not been. So, you know, as we go forward this investigation, I'm going to be asked to prove a negative. It's not happening here. And when it did happen more than 20 years ago, there was no fee involved. So people can light their hair on fire if they like, but there's no there, and I'm fully prepared to show that.
Mm. We're talking about the Planned Parenthood debate, both nationally and here in Michigan. Our guests are President and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan, Lori Carpentier, who you just heard. Also joining us, Genevieve Marnin, Public Affairs Associate at Right to Life of Michigan. There appears to be agreement that federal revenue cannot pay for abortions, but the fees, you've both alluded to this already, the fees that are permissible for the processing and transfer of fetal tissue are a source of real confusion and controversy here. Right now, nothing appears to govern how much tissue brokers are paid. Genevieve, short of banning abortion, would stricter regulation of fees be a step in the right direction?
Well, Mark, I don't think we need to ban abortions to ban fetal tissue research or procurement or fees for that procurement. So while it may be legal to take body parts from aborted babies and sell them, or let me rephrase that, get a procurement fee for them, you have to ask yourself in a civilized society whether or not we're okay with that. These videos very clearly show that they're altering the abortion procedure to get intact parts. And in fact, intact babies, whole fetuses, are being delivered in altered abortion practices in order to get intact brains. I mean, civilized people have to ask themselves whether that's okay with them.
What about stricter regulation of these fees that are a part of the landscape? Lori Carpentier?
Well, Genevieve just took the same liberalities that our friend Ms. Fiorina took on stage, none of what she said is accurate. And I think that people can, I think that when patients find themselves in this difficult situation and they make the determination to end a pregnancy, they are happy when they have the opportunity to donate fetal tissue. And the notion that this is inappropriate in the face of all the good work that the research results in is really short-sighted, in my opinion. It's not happening at Planned Parenthood in Michigan.
Some people have suggested that profiteering could be taking place among tissue brokers. Is that a concern for you?
Well, I think if it is, it certainly isn't happening at the Planned Parenthood end. And whether or not it's happening with the middle guy is not my purview. I can only speak to what's happening at Planned Parenthood, and nothing inappropriate is.
I'll come back to you, Lori. Explain for us how Planned Parenthood in Michigan is funded and how the money is used.
Well, this, I'm happy to have the opportunity, because this notion that somehow we inappropriately use federal funds is laughable from our perspective. Federal funds come to us in the form of really three things. One is the Federal Family Planning Grant, Title 10. The second one is Medicaid. In both of those cases, those are reimbursements for services rendered to patients that utilize those programs. And we have to show on an annual basis, more than once, how we use those money. And last year, the total reimbursement that we got from Title 10 and Medicaid together fell short by about $1 million to cover the services that the patients in those programs required. So we raised that money to make sure that we could make the program whole.
One of the stories that I read yesterday, and I'm going to forget who used this phrase, but somebody from your organization, Planned Parenthood, used the word elegantly. It says that its abortion services are elegantly funded with public and private funds. Let me give Genevieve a chance here just to respond to the funding issue.
Abortion services are not funded by public money. Mark, I have to correct you on that.
You know, the bottom line is the monies are fungible. When the monies are coming into an organization that does do abortions, it may not be paying for the actual aspiration machine, but they're certainly paying for her salary, for the buildings, for the doctor's salaries. So maybe it's not directly paying for abortion, but when you have an abortion service going on in a clinic and they're getting Title X money, Title V money, Medicaid reimbursement dollars, yes, Medicaid doesn't pay for abortion services, but they certainly pay for all of the services leading up to the abortion and the services after the abortion. So I think we can parse out some numbers there, and we have to really ask ourselves whether or not our tax dollars are going to uphold a company that performs abortions. So my thinking is this: stop doing abortions and people won't have a problem with their taxpayer dollars going to support Planned Parenthood.
Now, Planned Parenthood exists in many places where other family planning clinics don't. They see, on average, almost 3,000 birth control patients per year, compared with an average of 750 seen at public health centers and 330 at federally qualified health centers. These are stats from the Guttmacher Institute. To put it another way, Genevieve, Planned Parenthood clinics comprise only 10% of publicly funded contraceptive clinics, but they see 36% of patients who use the government birth control programs. Some say that if Planned Parenthood were defunded, other clinics couldn't pick up that slack.
Well, thank goodness for Obamacare and the contraceptive mandate then, because every woman is required under law to have insurance, and every insurance policy must cover contraceptive coverage at 100%. Those patients can go to their family doctor, they can go to their local OBGYN. There are hundreds and hundreds of places where women can go in the state of Michigan to get their birth control covered at 100% with no copay.
Lori, what would it mean if Planned Parenthood in Michigan were defunded?
It would mean an increase in sexually transmitted infections. It would mean an increase in unintended pregnancy, and ultimately, in all likelihood, significantly more abortions. So I think, you know, the place where you would think that Right to Life and Planned Parenthood come together would be on prevention in the form of contraception, but they don't support that either. And if they had their way, abortion would simply be outlawed. I think the point is that while we would love it if the Affordable Care Act really meant that everyone got the insurance coverage they needed and that there were the appropriate providers available, that would be great. But a number of the patients that we see use Medicaid, and there are lots of private providers and others who simply don't take it because the reimbursement is so inappropriate.
30 seconds left. Genevieve?
30 seconds left. Right to Life of Michigan is not anti-contraceptive. Contrary to what she just said, we have no problem with that. We don't take a stand on contraception. So, again, I'm going to restate. If they quit killing unborn human beings, we would not have a problem funding Planned Parenthood.
We have been speaking with Genevieve Marnin, Public Affairs Associate at Right to Life of Michigan. Also, we want to thank Lori Carpentier, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Lori, Genevieve, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us,
Mark. Thank you.